Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to all things great in sports history and team sports in North America. And we're going to be talking about some great players that did some great things on a date of July 26th. And we're going to refer to them by their uniform number where we can. Those uniform numbers we're going to talk about are quite a lot. So jot these numbers down. 8, 37, 7, 32, 5, 21, 14, 27, 29, and 26. It's all going to start off on July 26, 1939. The New York Yankees catcher Bill Dickey, who wore number 8, hit three consecutive home runs in a 14-1 rout over the St. Louis Browns. The Yankees scored in every inning of the contest, at that time becoming just the fifth team in Major League Baseball history to do so. And on July 26, 1948, sad story here, the Babe Ruth story premieres on the silver screen, and with it, its star, deathly ill, Babe Ruth, made his last public appearance in front of appreciative fans at that debut. In July 26, 1950, Brooklyn Dodgers' Jim Russell, number 37, was the first to switch hit a pair of home runs twice in a game. In July 26, 1952, Mickey Mantle, number 7 of the New York Yankees, hit his very first grand slam of his career. We've talked about him in days past, about him and his grand slams. In July 26, 1957, that same number 7, Mickey Mantle, hit career home run number 200. What a milestone for him. A couple things from Mickey Mantle, 1952, 1957. July 26, 1959, Chicago White Sox Larry Doby, old number 32, played in his final Major League Baseball game. Doby retired from baseball together in 1962, some 3 years later, after playing for the Chunichi Dragons in Japan. July 26, 1962, Milwaukee Braves' Warren Spahn, number 21, set a home run record for pitchers when he smacked the 31st wall clear of his career over that right field fence. Now, the Braves used it for a 6-1 victory over the New York Mets on this day. In July 26, 1970, Cincinnati Reds' Johnny Bench, number 5, hit three consecutive home runs off Philadelphia Phillies' ace, Steve Carlton, who wore number 32. And Steve Carlton was no easy pitcher to get a hit off of. When you can smack three home runs in one game, you know you're doing well, so old number 5 was. And speaking of number 5, Johnny Bench, on July 26, 1978, he hit his 300th career home run on this date. The two-run shot in the fourth was no avail as the New York Mets pounded the Reds 14-3. In July 26, 1984, playing for the Montreal Expos, Pete Rose, number 14, tied the legend Ty Cobb's longstanding record with his 3,502nd single of his career. July 26, 1987, Catfish Hunter, who wore the number 27 for much of his career with the A's and number 29 with the Yankees, Billy Williams, who wore number 26 for most of his career with the Cubs, and Ray Dandridge, who played for a variety of teams in the Negro Leagues, they were all inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. In July 26, 1988, third baseman Mike Schmidt, who wore number 20 of the Philadelphia Phillies, set a National League record for appearing in 2,155 games at third base as the Phillies and the Mets end that very same game. It was a long one. 2:13 a.m. is when the final out was made. That is quite a game for a fan to sit through, and quite a game to watch Mike Schmidt do his stuff in one of his final seasons in Major League Baseball. So we hope you enjoyed this little bit of sports break and sports history. You can catch more on sportshistorynetwork.com, jerseydispatch.com, and more football news on pigskindispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.